It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus had these words to say, "But I say to you that hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." Edwin Stanton lived from 1814 to 1869. He was a nervous, cranky, and contradictory lawyer who worked his way up after dropping out of college because of a lack of funds. Stanton served as the Attorney General in the cabinet of President James Buchanan. Stanton also was a sharp critic of Abraham Lincoln and had many unkind words for the man who followed Buchanan as the President of the United States. He often spoke of Lincoln as a low, cunning clown, and even nicknaming the original gorilla. Stanton went so far as to suggest to a famous hunter of the time that he was a fool to wander over Africa trying to catch a gorilla when he could have easily found one in Springfield, Illinois. Well, after Lincoln was elected president, he was influential in acquiring a post as legal advisor to Simon Cameron, Secretary of War, for Stanton. Even after this favor, Stanton continued his harsh criticism of Lincoln. Many people were shocked when Lincoln appointed Stanton as the Secretary of War following the resignation of Cameron. It was hard for them to understand why Lincoln would give such a high, important post to a man who had continually criticized him and his policy. While Stanton was treating Lincoln in such a manner, Lincoln continued to show Stanton every courtesy. He never spoke to him harshly or returned hateful remarks with hateful remarks. Lincoln appointed Stanton to the job of Secretary of War for one simple reason. Stanton was the best man for the job. Lincoln knew this and did not let the ugliness of Stanton stop him from making the appointment. On the night of April the 14th, 1865, Lincoln was watching a play entitled Our American Cousin from a box at Ford's Theater in Washington. During the play, a man by the name of John Wilkes Booth entered the box where Lincoln was sitting and shot the president in the head. During the confusion that followed, Lincoln was carried to a little room where an attempt was made to save his life. Into that room that night came several people. They watched, stunned, as their president lay dying. Among those who were there was Edwin Stanton, the man who had been so harsh and critical of the president, despite the fact that the president had shown him every courtesy and kindness. Looking down at the rugged form of a gentle man, Stanton spoke through tears. "There lies the greatest ruler of men the world has ever seen," he said. You know, Jesus once said, "Love your enemies and pray for your persecutors and those who treat you spitefully." Stanton had learned the hard way that this was the highest and noblest way of living ever given to mankind, and his criticism was finally silenced by love.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.